With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My wife, she goes to the fridge, and she says, "There you go again. Drink all the chocolate milk." Well, just my instincts. I fired back and said, "I've not had one glass of chocolate milk all week," and I caught myself.
Jamie.
That means a two-year-old had gallons and gallons of chocolate milk. And did she just go ballistic because she figured it out?
Yep.
BJ.
I've been giving all the chocolate milk to a two-year-old.
You ratted on yourself.
I ratted myself out.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
What's up, everybody? It's 5:31. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting rolling here on a Tuesday. Hello, everybody,
just
and welcome.
Getting rolling because we've been off the air for 15 minutes. We have.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's been on the air in here.
No, it wasn't, though. I recorded it because I knew you guys
wouldn't
believe me.
I'm saying here on the monitors, it was on.
But in my car, it wasn't.
Okay, so something with the transmitter.
Yeah.
Because we got a text or two this morning. But you're having some technical issues. I don't know what's going on with our signal.
I don't either. I thought maybe it was the fire. Is the signal over there?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, okay. Not really. The signal's on Signal Mountain.
Oh, then it's not there.
And which is on the other side of I-70 from where Evergreen is. But we've been having problems with it for the past, I don't know, couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, I was, all of a sudden, I was listening to some commercials, everything was going real swell, and then all of a sudden,
yeah.
And it's just pure static, and I'm like, maybe it's my car. So then I turned off my radio, because, you know, it's all digital, because in my car, one little component in that car, and everything's fried, right?
Yeah.
So I turned off the radio for a second, you know, because you have to unplug it and plug it back in, right? And so I plugged it back in, turned it back on, and all the way here.
Here's what I think it is this morning. We have an engineer. His name is Mark.
Yeah.
And Mark lives at the transmitter.
Yeah.
He's homeless,
basically. He has a little house there.
Yeah. He's got a little cot that he put inside the building. And every now and then, in the middle of the night, he gets up and he bumps into crap.
Yeah, right.
You know, if the guy can't find his glasses, he's like Mr. Magoo. The guy, he bumps into crap all over the place. He probably hit a couple of buttons this morning.
I think that's what happened. It was like somebody hit something with their hip, and then about 15 minutes later, hit it back again.
He'll come in later this morning with a big bandage on his forehead where he fell head first into a transmitter.
You know what's sad, though? It's only one person texted to say we were off the air.
That is
one
pretty bad, yeah.
Person.
Here's what's even worse. Carson and I are sitting here, and we don't even know. We're just playing around
we're
on the air.
What's funny is I tried to call you guys, but I swerved, and I was like, it's not worth it. I'm just going to wait until I get here, because my phone's not paired right now, because my son unpaired it yesterday. I was like, I can't figure out how to pay. Well, I can figure it out. But you have to push in a code, like 5 digits before your phone will accept it. And I was like looking down, trying, and I almost killed somebody. So I'm like, forget it.
Yeah, get rid of the phone.
Yeah, right?
I hear you.
Yeah, so.
I hear you. Well, I guess we're back up live and running this morning. So welcome, everybody, to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. KALC Radio right here in Denver, Colorado. Live from the KALC studios. And also heard on the radio.com app. How was your weekend?
It was fantastic.
Good.
How was your remod?
Geez, I was just telling Carson something, I can talk about it right now because
the wife's not up.
Yeah, the wife's asleep.
Yeah. Whoops.
Our bedroom,
Pete
the Painter finished up yesterday, and our bedroom is white. White. No, there's no other color to go with it. It's all white. The door frames, window frames,
floor to ceiling,
baseboards, the walls, the ceiling. It's white. I swear, I feel like I'm in an insane asylum.
You're institutionalized?
I feel like I need a straitjacket. I need padding on the wall. Yeah. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like a hospital in a way. Although Pete, I didn't complain, but I said, man, I don't know if I'm going to get used to this white. He said, well, a lot of people are doing that with bedrooms. He said, no other room in the house you can do it with. But he said, you can do it with a bedroom.
Huh.
And I'm like, really? Huh. That's exactly what I said. Huh. I said, where's my straitjacket? I feel like I'm in an insane asylum.
It'll be fine once you get your accessories going, right?
That did help.
Okay.
Started moving stuff back in last night. Yeah. It made a big difference.
Right, okay.
Made a big difference.
And you're going to do some pictures and stuff.
Lots. Yeah. And they're very colorful.
Okay. Well, then, yeah. All right. Okay.
Lots of Mickey Mouse. Lots of Disney. Lots of Disney.
In your bedroom, too?
Every room in the house. Every room in the house.
You're going to go crazy.
Oh, my God.
I've been managing to keep it out of the main TV room that I sit in.
Yeah.
So I've kind of hunkered down in there, and I've held my ground. But I'm slowly losing.
Who can have sex to Mickey Mouse?
With him looking at you?
I know, right?
It's creepy.
The whole thing. It's not a very sexy room.
Even Frog thinks it's creepy.
Yeah. It's just not a sexy room now.
I know. You can't
put Mickey in your bedroom.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's sorry.
Yeah.
I just love how you didn't know that it was going to be all white.
Yeah. Well, I kind of had an idea, but I thought maybe one. You know how you shade a wall?
Yeah.
You do one color and then you do a secondary color.
Eggshell.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but I thought maybe that was coming. I didn't really know for sure, but no, it didn't happen that way.
Well, I mean, I'm okay with the all white, I think.
I'll have to send you a picture.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's see what you think.
That Mickey's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mickey's not back in there yet. Maybe I can torch him when I get home today. Build a big fire. Dude, we had the worst thing happen a couple of nights ago. When we come back, I'll tell you the story. We'll take a quick break here. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I thought we were going to jail. I really did. The police were called.
Probably because you're a fire pit, I bet.
No, but you're close. You're very close. All right, well, I'll explain it when we come back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, 5:35, just getting started.
BJ and Jamie.
Sorry about that. I was talking about something else.
Yeah, well, we were talking about poor Alina, but I want to know why you almost went to jail.
Okay, well, the cops didn't show up. But the neighbors complained to the police. Okay, here's what happened.
A loud ordinance? You guys were having a rager?
No, it was fireworks.
You were lighting fireworks?
You know, okay, so...
Do you know what's happening in Evergreen right now? The thousand families right now hate
Jamie,
you.
Jamie, let me... No, they're not going to hate me.
Okay.
They're not going to hate me.
Well, somebody called on you.
Here's what happened. So we go out Saturday. We go visit the mother-in-law, Frog's grandma, and we come back home. We get back home. It's probably, I don't know, 9 o'clock, 9:15 or something like that.
What night is this?
Saturday night.
Okay.
And I had bought some fireworks. Remember I bought the 2-for-1s?
Yes.
The day after the 4th of July because they were on sale. We were going to fire them that night and ended up not doing it. So all of a sudden, my wife gets a wild hair that it's, let's blow up the fireworks.
This is past Saturday. You're in a stage two. You're in Jeffco, stage two.
Well, first... We're coming back in the door, and something was said about roasting marshmallows, making some s'mores, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, we're in a fire ban.
That's stage two.
We can't start a fire in the backyard.
Only propane.
9:30 at night with green wood that's going to burn for 6 hours. I'm not staying up for this fire.
You can only have a propane fire pit.
I got you. So I said that coming back in, right? So we come back in, and I said, nope, no fire. We're not going to do that. There's a fire ban. All right, well, just a few minutes later, somebody's putting fireworks on the counter in the living room. And I'm like, what's going on here? It's like, okay, we're going to do some fireworks. Like, all right, whatever. Okay, let's do some fireworks. So I take Frog. We're going to go outside. She puts them out. We put them in the middle of the road. on our street, right?
Uh-huh.
Starts firing them. First two or three, not that bad. Just, you know, a little bit, a little sparklers, maybe 2 feet high. Well, there's one gigantic firework. Actually, there's two, but the first one's all it took. We took one. She puts it in the road. It's going to be the grand finale.
Okay.
Jamie, this thing fires 75 feet into the air.
What?
It shoots firecrackers into all the neighbors' yards. It goes off. Big time. I mean, it is loud. Neighbors come out. Their lights go on. This is at 10 o'clock at night. The lights are going on. People are running out. I'm running in the house. Like, I'm getting the hell out of here. The cops are coming.
Wow.
Yeah, and this thing went off, and I thought for sure we're going to set the neighborhood on fire.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you almost did. If it lands on somebody.
It's a good firework.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's good.
I've got an extra one. Yeah. I can bring it in for us if you want.
Yeah.
But it's a good one, but I suggest you don't fire any fireworks, folks.
Well,
it's not a good thing to do.
Here's an idea. Duh. I mean, you guys are in a state. I don't know. I'm so paranoid about the fire, so I would never even think about it. Yeah. We also had somebody in our neighborhood that, and I called them names, so I'm not gonna judge your wife, but I did judge these people, so I'm just gonna base it on these people that were complete dumbasses.
Yeah.
To light these fireworks, and I mean, they were, but I felt like ours were professional. They were crazy. I mean, and then all of our mom group. Mom group went crazy. I tell you. The mom group just went nuts.
Like, who did that?
And then all of a sudden, so I'm sitting on my front porch, right? I'm actually watching it because it's kind of cool.
Right.
But I'm also thinking, God, you suck. I don't want to evacuate at all. There's nothing worse than evacuating. So I'm watching the fireworks. I hardly have any clothes on, right? Because it's really late. All of a sudden, I see this, like, SUV, like, fly through my subdivision, turn around in the cul-de-sac, and fly back out, and she was in the mob group. She's like, I saw you sitting outside watching the fireworks, and I'm like, I would have put on some clothes if I knew you guys were going to fly by, and she's like, we called the sheriff, and they told him where they were, and they caught him.
Did she think that you sitting outside watching makes you an accomplice?
I think she thought I was doing them.
Oh, really? Yeah. So she came to check you out.
Yeah, she thought I was doing them because, you know, I'm the black sheep in the cul-de-sac, right? So they thought it was me.
They automatically accused you.
I hardly have any clothes on. They come whipping by. I'm like, what are they doing here at a freaking midnight coming by my house? Yeah, it was crazy.
We learned a lesson big time because we thought that, you know, it being on the ground, not leaving the ground, fireworks, everything will be safe. You're in the middle of the road. How big can they be? Well, it just turned out that this one's a pretty big firework, okay? Could have been a lot worse, but did learn a lesson. We're not going to fire anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah. Especially like right now, Evergreen, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We saw it yesterday. We were on the road, and we're like, ooh, that doesn't look good. That looks like evergreen. That's bad. And then the next thing I know, now 1,000 people are evacuated.
Yeah, we could see the smoke from our house, too, because we're right next to the foothills, even closer than you are. I mean, I'm not that far from Bandamere.
I wasn't even close. We were over here downtown looking at it.
Yeah.
So, man.
By the way, Bandamere did run Saturday night. I drove by there. Remember they had that order that they couldn't, and somebody came back, I guess the county came back and put that put the clamps down on them, but they ended up running on Saturday night with a crowd.
What, was it packed?
No, not even close.
So Sunday afternoon, we were driving up to the mountains, and we saw open, too.
Yeah. Bandamere, as you know, ran on July 4th. They packed people in there. They got in trouble for it. The health department for Jeffco, and they were going to court all last week, fighting to stay open. And then there was this, I guess, injunction against them from the county, which was supposedly to shut them down for the weekend. But, man, they're a cranky bunch over there. So, they're stubborn.
I forgot what time. I think our raft trip was like at 1. So Sunday we drove by there at like 10, maybe? 9 or 10, I think. And but there wasn't very many people there. But they were in the stands.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of people there. We came by there coming back home on Saturday. Maybe a couple hundred people.
Yeah.
Which is not that many when you're, you know, dealing with how big their stands are. But they did run. I found that quite surprising.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, because the guy's like, we can't. You know, we can't financially do this. But they did.
Yeah, we talked about it on Friday, how the county had stepped in and said, hey, you're not going to do it. I don't care what you say. You're not going to open. But they did. They ran.
Yeah.
You can hear the cars. All right, when we come back, we'll give you an update on this Evergreen fire, which started off, what, yesterday, I guess it was?
Yeah, it looked like it did start right when we were looking at it. We're like, is that smoke or is that a cloud?
It's grown, and get this, zero containment.
Oh, no, I didn't know that part.
As of this morning, zero. We'll play the audio when we come back, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show, heard on the radio.com app, which is a free app. You can download it for your smartphone. All right, over the weekend, we've just been talking about fireworks, the pits, the fire pits in the backyard. Propane's the only thing you can use, right?
Is that
the
rule? Yeah, propane for grilling and for a backyard pit.
Fire breaks out in Evergreen over the weekend. Sunday, I guess it was. Or was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday, okay.
So I wonder if that was lightning, because yesterday the lightning was... cloud to ground. It was terrifying.
Did you see it too? Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh my God. That's the kind of lightning that freaks me out. When you just see it go right to the ground like that, I hate that.
Yeah, could have been. I don't think they've given a cause for the fire yet, and I don't think they can do that until they get it out and then investigate it. But as of this morning, zero containment. Here's the latest update on the Evergreen fire. Lots of evacuations.
The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says that fire has already burned through 50 acres. It is 0% contained at this hour. Two evacuation centers are now open, one at Evergreen Middle School, the other at King Murphy Elementary School for those displaced families. No injuries have been reported so far. No structures.
By the way, this report was just done maybe 45 minutes ago.
Okay.
So it's very current. It's not like it's something from last night.
Have been burned, but several are threatened. At this hour.
This morning, we aren't seeing any of the flames, but we're certainly smelling the smoke here in Evergreen. I'm going to take a step back where you can see that law enforcement continues to have this upper Bear Creek Road blocked off. That's because those evacuations are still in effect. And just as you mentioned, crews have been at it all night. This is really the time that they make progress. It is these times overnight when the wind dies down, the temperature cools off. That's their best opportunity to get ahead of the fire. We haven't gotten any updates yet from Jefferson County on exactly if there has been any containment, but of course, as soon as we get that, we'll let you know.
All right, so they had no containment as of the first report this morning. They're waiting on a secondary report because I guess they can make it some headway overnight with the temperatures cooling down. But we talked about this on Friday, did we not? We talked about, hey, be careful, whatever. And if it's lightning, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah,
about
you can't
it, okay?
Do that.
It could be a camper, it could be lightning, it could be a transformer. Nobody really knows what's going on.
I feel like it was lightning because that stuff last night. I mean, yesterday afternoon. Oh my God, it was so intense. It was those kind that just land right in front of you and boom.
I don't know about you, but for me, we're not ready for an evacuation.
I
have nothing prepared. I really don't. I got to do something.
Were you here when I told you guys I have bags, two bags that I'm...
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, I am ready to go.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that on Friday when we were talking about the fire danger and how the week last week continued to get hotter and hotter and hotter. We had 100 degrees for a couple of days and high 90s every single day. No rain, dry, wind kicks up, and it's prime conditions for this.
Somebody said, I'm delivering at the Safeway in Evergreen. I know where you are. The fire probably is a few miles behind the Safeway, and it's starting to get really windy up here. Well, that's not
good. Yeah, it's not good at all.
That's not good at all. No, as far as the whole thing. Oh, by the way, did you guys sign up for Code Red? Because I sent you guys the link.
No, I did not.
You guys need to. That's the only way you know if you have to evacuate.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I saw your text.
Yeah.
But I didn't sign up. Right, so I'm just not prepared, Jamie.
I'm not. I'm the one that had to tell you had gunmen in your neighborhood.
I know. I know. I'm just, I live in just a bubble. I swear, I live in a bubble.
I know. But that's okay. So everybody sign up for Code Red. It's in your own county. And it's really an amazing thing. It comes over your phone and it'll tell you. And so can you imagine, they sent out like a 1,100 Code Reds last night, something like that. Can you imagine looking down at your phone and the message was, there is a fire on Black Forest Road. Leave immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't even know what you would grab.
Well, you know, yesterday, for me, I was actually on top of it because I was watching after Lisa left and the kid went to school.
I saw your Facebook
I sat down and I turned on the TV and I watched the news. And the fire had just started because at that point, they were fighting it, but it was only 5 acres. That was it. That's not very big of a fire. But this thing was starting to grow very fast, and they had crews. In fact, the TV stations had not even gotten there yet. They were waiting on their crews to arrive to do the reports from there. So I caught this one pretty early, but it was simply because I was sitting at home and turned on the TV. It wasn't because of an alert that I got on my phone. It was just coincidental.
Oh, my God.
And it's not that far from my house.
I know.
It really isn't.
That's why I feel like I have to always watch out for you. I'm your code red.
I literally can be, in Evergreen in 20 minutes.
I know you can.
From my front door.
Mm-hmm. So you should just think about it. Because have
I'll
you ever
it.
Had to evacuate?
Never.
No. Have you?
No.
So it's I have, and it's weird because you grab stupid, I've told you this, you grab stupid stuff. I grabbed kitty litter that had turds in it.
Yeah.
I could have gone down to Beverly Hills and, because I stayed with my boyfriend in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
We could have gone to the store and bought some new kitty litter.
Yeah, once you got down there.
Yeah, but your mind is just all over the place, freaking out.
I know.
Now, what
like,
do you...
Why do I have kitty litter turds in it?
What do you have in your grab bags?
I have personal items like, you know, my birth certificate, my kid's birth certificate, all that crap.
Oh, okay. So yeah. ID stuff.
Yeah, and I have my taxes that are still due.
Insurance?
I have insurance cards.
Insurance papers?
Yeah, I have pictures that I don't have in the cloud.
Right.
You know, that are in frames and stuff.
That's a good idea.
Old black and white pictures.
And that's the kind of stuff that you're supposed to put in your grab bag as you go out the door, or actually have it prepared to grab that bag as you go out the door, and not to worry about kitty litter with turds in it. not worry. No.
It was not so even, dumb, you guys.
Yeah, not worrying about fixing yourself a turkey sandwich on the way out the door. You know, you don't need that in there. You can easily get that when you get to your destination.
But it's so flight for life in your head that you don't realize that the next town 10 minutes away, you'll be safe and you have a grocery store.
Right.
Like you actually think like you need to take everything.
Yeah. It's like you feel like you're headed to some cabin somewhere in a remote area. That you're not going to be anywhere near anything that is civilization.
You actually think about taking a TV. But then you're like, "What am I? I'm going to my boyfriend's house."
Like, that's
he
the
has
dumbest
a TV.
Thing.
I know because he evacuated with me, and we got in a fight because he's telling me I'm, and it's my stuff, but he's telling me I'm grabbing stupid stuff.
Yeah, and people say that you grab your pets. Obviously, you got to take care of that. And people will grab dog food, cat. You don't have to take that stuff.
I got cat food too.
You'll get that. You'll get that at the store once you get out
but
of there.
But you don't, I swear you guys, when there's all those sparks in the air, because it comes over the ridge and it's just embers, right? And it's burning your hair and they're screaming at you through a bullhorn. It's surreal.
And there's probably sirens in the background. Yeah, everyone is just scrambling.
You can't see anything. Yeah. And at the time, we had an H1. Remember the H1 Hummer? Which is stupid.
Yeah. I love that vehicle, though.
It's way better than the H2.
Yeah, I agree. By far.
But the problem is, it doesn't get enough oxygen in a fire to start. Oh. So that's really scary. It won't turn over because there's no oxygen in the air.
Yeah.
Because the sheriff just left us. He said, "You're on your own," because we were taking too long. Oh. He's like, "You're on your own. I don't know what you guys are doing." Because I have more stuff to get. Yeah.
See,
and we couldn't turn it over. And I'm like, thank God that my boyfriend was there because I wouldn't have been able to get out.
I think there's two types of people, though. And I'm the second one, okay? I'm not the first one. I don't think I would be in that scramble, that panic, and be grabbing stuff and whatever. I'm more of a guy that will grab my keys and hit the door and hit the road.
I agree.
I'll take nothing. I'll take absolutely nothing because in my mind, it's like, what do I need? I don't need anything. I just need to get the hell out of here. That's the kind of person I am. And that's why I probably don't have a grab bag, because I figure that, you know what? I can call the insurance company. Hey, what? I can call and I've got an ID on me. Okay, I'll be fine.
You think that, but then, like, my dad's house burnt to the ground.
I remember.
And you forget everything that was in that house, and it's heartbreaking. And so you want to grab, like, after you've gone through that, I mean,
no.
It's heartbreaking.
But I feel like I've got 14,000 pictures on my phone.
I know, but
I don't need those pictures.
You don't, but that and just like my dad's stamp collection burned and coin collections and, you know, all that old, his like old pipes and just everything. It just all burned.
Yeah, when it's gone too.
And we dug through stuff. And it's all smoky, and one drawer we opened, and everything was still perfect in that drawer, but it was full of water. But it was cool, though. Yeah. We found stuff.
All right, that's the update this morning. Evergreen fire still burning. Several acres on fire. Little to no containment this morning. The evacuations continue on. I'm not sure exactly. I think anywhere from 800 to 1,000.
Yeah, they said 1,000 right now.
That are evacuated in Evergreen. We'll keep you updated as we get the information all morning.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, hell, if you're in Douglas County schools, I guess they still don't know what they're going to do. Last night, they had a meeting for Douglas County schools, and the board decided not to vote, saying that they needed more reassurance and information from the superintendent. I guess his name is Tom. And so that they would give people be more comfortable, I guess, to go back to school.
Yeah, I guess every county is in that position right now, right? Because yep. They've got, what, 4 to 6 weeks or so before school starts. It staggers from county to county in each district. But they really don't know. And, you know, you've seen other states that are making decisions. And most of them are saying we're not going to go back to school. So who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, so California, what was it, L.A. County and somebody else?
Three counties.
Yeah.
The governor yesterday said, nope, you're not going to school. You're going to do it online.
Yeah, whereas I am reading this, which it says doctors are saying that kids will not supposedly, transfer this, and they want them back into school for their mental health. So it's all over the place. It's both sides saying, you know. We got to get them in school for their own mental well-being and their mental health. And then other people are like, well, nobody's comfortable. I don't know what to do.
Yep.
I don't know. I have no answers.
I say go back to school. That would be my vote. But I have no vote in this at all.
Right. And and I'm with you, except yep. for like my friend Lori. Her grandparents are the providers of childcare when they pick up their kids. And so they're terrified. They don't want to go mm-hmm. get the kids, but that's the only way she can do it. And so, and the teachers, a lot of the teachers that are older are like,
Yeah, we put this out there last Friday on Texnado, and it was kind of split down the middle.
I was shocked.
A lot of people were saying, hey, let's get back to school. Let's get the kids there. They need to be there. They need the socializing there in school. We can take care of it ourselves, and it'll work out. Then others said, I don't want to go back as a teacher. I don't want to take that chance.
Yeah, and we're trying to figure out lunches and in classroom. That's not going to be fun. You know? But I don't know. There's a lot of kids that are, like, for example, my kid just joined the mountain bike team.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, his dad joined the mountain bike team. But they're still, like, biking together. The band group, they're all still kind of getting together.
Yeah, kids are still hanging out.
Yeah, on their own.
Well, the bottom line is you can survey kids, and it's overwhelmingly kids want to go back to school.
No, you know what? So I had two 14-year-olds in the back seat of my car.
Yeah.
And then Julie and I took them whitewater rafting. Those two 14-year-olds, all they did was bitch about they're so sick of summer. They're done. They want to go back to school. They're done.
Summer started for them in March. So they're over it, and I'm telling you, if you ask the kids, I'll bet you it's in the 90% range, maybe even more than that, that all the kids want to go back.
Yeah.
They really do. Teachers are the ones that are kind of split on it. And then you got the people with the health department and, politicians or whatever, and they're completely on the other side. So who knows?
Who knows? We'll see what happens. But the kids are ready, for sure. Come on, please.
I think a lot of parents are ready, too. Not you know, they're kind of split, too. But I think a lot of parents are ready for their children to get back to school.
Oh, my God, are they ever. You should make, especially the ones with the elementary kids.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, they're a little.
Because that's a lot.
Bunch of little monsters out there.
Yeah, because, you see, I'm lucky because my kid's a teenager, so he can get on his bike and go with his buddies, and he's gone all day, right?
Yeah.
But when you have elementary kids and you have to keep your eye on them and they're in first grade, second grade.
And they depend on you for everything?
I can't even imagine what it would be like if Frog were a couple of years older. Because it would be pulling my hair out.
I saw my neighbor. She has three kids. They're all in elementary. She just stares at me with a glass of wine. Help me.
Yeah. Well, parents, if you've got a 5 and 6 year old, you didn't sign up for this.
No, no, this was not the plan.
No, it never was the plan.
Nobody told you they were going to be home all damn day.
It's not fair.
Yeah, and then the teachers are the ones going, hey, listen, I appreciate, but now we're feeling kind of bad because y'all are making us feel like a damn daycare, and we're not. We're your educators.
No, you're a daycare.
No, they're not. No, they're
when
not.
When it's first and second graders, you're a daycare.
So they're not. They're educators. They shape and mold our children and our youth. So appreciate them. Don't you have teachers that you remember that, like, did change your life?
Yeah. Yeah. Not for the good, though.
Oh, wow. The,
yeah,
oh, my God.
He expelled me for 3 days, that one teacher. That's the only ones I remember, the ones that were mean.
See, I had Mrs. Rasky, and she was amazing.
Was she?
Yeah, and I had enough credits to graduate and not do my senior year. And she's like, I want you to stay in school, and you will miss your senior year, and it's going to ruin your life. And so I stayed. And it was, she was right.
I feel like that in my entire schooling, I don't feel like I was ever in one grade that I was the teacher's pet. And the teacher always had the teacher's pets, okay?
Yeah.
And that always bothered me. I was never a teacher's pet.
I wasn't
pet.
Even close.
You were just a bad apple.
Dude, they put my desk. I'm in high school, and they moved my desk in the hall, and it sit out there.
Yeah. Oh, I had to do that in middle school.
I did that, too. Me, too. Eighth grade for me.
Oh, it sucked.
And, Shmadel, I got to figure that you were never a teacher's pet, either.
Oh, I was one of the worst dudes ever. Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't even want you there.
I find it funny that all of us had our desk in the hallway.
We did.
I was talking. What were you guys doing?
Joking around, talking, but I remember I did that sign that I had to put on my back and walk around the room because I love Pudge. Remember that sign?
I did.
Yeah. I did that in the eighth grade. I wrote this sign saying I love Pudge when I was supposed to be doing homework, and I got busted by the teacher. So first I got paddling. Then I had to take it and walk around the room where she was at in that room, embarrassing as hell. And then they put my desk out. I mean, isn't a paddling enough?
You got paddled?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You were a bad kid.
I got paddled in sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade.
They stopped paddling when we were in, like, second grade. They didn't do any more paddling. It was all of a sudden, like, child abuse.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But they never got the word at my school. That child abuse thing. It took a while to venture to my neighborhood.
What did you get sent in the hallway for?
Paper airplanes.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Hit my teacher right in the back of the head. Didn't mean to.
I know. My kid was telling me how they all throw their pencils up into the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. They stick. Yeah.
I was like, that's so dangerous. I'm like, they're going to come back and go in your eye.
Oh, that's old school.
Yeah. I'm like, but why do that?
We did that, too.
Just don't look up.
But yes, exactly.
After a while, we had certain people like Carlos Mahan. He had to bring darts to school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He went a step further. Yeah. And he would sell darts out of his car. Buy a dart for a dime.
I'm sad that you don't have a teacher that changed your life. I feel like I even sent her a present when I was like 25. I sent her a present because she changed my life.
Right.
Nothing.
I had one. I actually had one that gave me a compliment one time that I'll never, ever forget.
Oh, see?
And so I guess that's a changing of a life if you remember that special moment, right?
Did she say, what, nice wiener?
It was a he. It was a he. No. We'd written a paper, and my paper was so descriptive that he was so impressed by it and pointed it out to the entire class that, like, what an imagination. That wasn't a good imagination, but it was an imagination.
But still, you remember, you're like, hey, I'm pretty cool. I'm a smart kid, right? Did you have one, Carson, that changed your life?
Yeah, Mr. Davies.
Mr. Davies.
He was awesome.
What did he do?
He was like, it was kind of weird because we felt like he had a drinking problem. But he also was pretty cool. Like he was one of those teachers that cared about you, but at the same time didn't care about you.
Yeah. You ever see a flask?
Like, no, but he put his feet up on the desk a lot, and we felt like he was taking a nap most of the time.
My God. I didn't see that one coming. Yeah. I gotta be honest, the drunk teacher changing your life.
No, we got along. We got along.
No, I just didn't see that one coming. But everybody had the drunk teacher.
Yeah,
everybody had a drunk teacher, and everybody had the perv teacher.
Everybody had a teacher, too, that was cheating with another teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had that. Yeah, we had three or four of those.
Yeah, those were good. Yeah, those were good. Everybody knew about that, Mrs. Jones, uh-huh.
We all caught on, man. There was too much time being spent together. Lunch together.
And
with
it's
the same...
all at recess. Oh, when all the kids are out playing.
That lunch, they would sit at the same table every single day.
Mm-hmm. Mr. You know. Davies kept rubbing Carson's leg. That's why he liked him.
Oh, that's weird.
And he was supplying booze.
Whatever it takes. All right, what were you going to say? You said, you know...
No, nothing.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
Changed my mind.
Yeah, I've had enough.
Right, fine. I will tell you this. I haven't heard this, but Schmidil, you brought us Johnny Depp audio. Can you set this up for us?
Yeah, so he's asking Amber Heard to cut him for some reason, mm-hmm. and it's just, he's insane. He's an insane person.
That's what he did. He came and gave me audio of, this is, by the way, all the court that's going on. He's like, Jamie. He's crazy. I'm just telling you, he's crazy.
He is. He's nuts.
Okay, so this is audio of the incident. It was played in London's High Court in Depp's libel trial against the Sun newspaper, which he says branded him a wife beater. Here is one of the examples where he's holding a knife, I guess, and he asked Amber to cut him.
Cut me. You want to cut me somewhere?
Do I want to cut you?
Yeah, you want an arm, you want a chest. What do you want? What do you want, the scar?
Just don't cut your skin. Please do not cut your skin. Please don't.
Cut me.
Why would I do that?
It's easy.
Don't. Please do not do that. Please do not do that.
Cut me. If you don't, I will. Cut me.
I would never cut you.
Cut me.
I would never do that to you. Don't.
Don't you tell me.
Do not do that, Johnny. Please, you're gonna...
I want to look at you.
You're gonna hurt yourself. Please stop.
I want to look at you.
I know you're in pain, but stop. Please
There's
don't.
A way for the pain to go away.
Does that sound like Mr. Davies?
That's weird.
Wow, that is... I feel like he's playing a role. Like, in his mind, he's in a movie.
Yeah, I like Johnny Depp a lot. A lot of really disturbing stuff came out yesterday with this whole cut thing, the audio that played, the Elon Musk thing where he threatened Elon Musk that he was going to cut his wiener off.
Yeah.
And that came out yesterday. Just that bizarre picture of him passed out with that ice cream all over him.
I didn't see that. Great. What was that?
He's got one of these big, I don't know, maybe a pint of ice cream, and he was so drunk that he passed out, and he had it turned over, and it's melted all down through his pants.
Just dripping
crotch,
all over.
Dripping onto
I'm
the floor.
I'm looking at it now.
Pretty nasty. just all kinds of wacky stuff. In fact...
Is he on a beanbag?
It also
like
came out...
Couch.
Oh, okay.
It also came out yesterday that they're now saying that... They think maybe Elon Musk is responsible for some of the bruises and cuts on Amber Heard.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that was talked about in court yesterday.
I hadn't heard it. This whole thing, it's like he's mental because the way he's speaking, it's like he's doing a movie role. There's a way to release the pain. Like he thinks he's doing a movie.
Yeah, they're both bizarre. Amber Heard, or Amber Turd, her and him. But the more this goes on in court, he's the one who looks really deranged.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah, it's getting bad.
Because
in all this audio, she sounds kind of normal. Like, she's trying to talk him down and reason with him.
Let's play that one more time, if you don't mind.
Cut me. You want to cut me somewhere?
Do I want to cut you?
Yeah, you want an arm, you want a chest, what do you want? What do you want, the scar? What do you want? Cut me.
Just don't cut your skin. Please do not cut your skin. Please don't.
Cut me.
Why would I do that?
It's easy.
Don't. Please do not do that. Please do not do that.
Cut me. If you don't, I will. Cut me.
I would never cut you.
Cut me.
I would never do that to you. Don't.
Don't you tell me.
Do not do that, Johnny. Please, you're going to...
I want to look at you.
You're going to hurt yourself. Please
stop. I want to look at you.
I know you're in pain, but... Stop. Please.
There's a way for the pain to go away.
It sounds like she calls him Tony. Did anybody hear that?
No.
Okay. I didn't mean
it. Maybe it just sounds because she's, Johnny.
I heard Johnny.
I heard Tony.
Yeah. Also, it came up yesterday that they got in this big, I guess, scuffle, hair pulling or something.
Oh, nice.
The day that he found out that he had lost $650 million. His former manager had taken it from him, had not paid taxes in 17 years. He owed $100 million to the government. I mean, just, that's a bad day, folks. That's a bad day.
Did that ever resolve itself? Whatever happened with that?
I have no idea.
Because I remember that was a court case, too.
Yeah.
And the defense was he didn't even know where his money was, that he was going through $100,000 a day in wine because he had to buy the nice wine.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
He said yesterday in court, quote, "I was in the early stages of learning my recently acquired new business manager that the former business manager had taken quite a lot of money. He had stolen my money. In fact, $650 million. Also owed the government $100 million because he hadn't paid my taxes in 17 years, unquote.
All right. Well,
That's a bad day at the office.
But remember when it was fun? Remember when we're talking about we're laughing because she pooped the bed and we're all Amber Turd. We had fun with it. Now it just doesn't seem so fun anymore, does it?
Getting a little dark.
Yeah, sure is. It's a little uncomfortable. All right. I'll try to find something fun. Let's see here. What fun stuff do we have? Gosh, there's really nothing. Elvis's grandson died, which is horrible.
Yeah. That's not uplifting.
No, self-inflicted, horrible story. So that's not good. They found the body of, Naya. They found her body. I was wondering. Yeah. I'm glad that they did because they were even starting to search cabins because it's always that weird speculation, like maybe she tried to leave her life.
Mm-hmm.
So they were searching cabins and that made me feel uncomfortable because as her brother and her mom were searching, I was like, oh, don't say that she's not in there.
Yeah, this is.
But I guess you went home.
This
too,
is that former Glee star that went missing in the lake with her 4-year-old son, who she put back into the boat. I don't understand the story though. I'm a little confused on it. I don't understand how they both were in the water. She was able to hoist the kid back onto the pontoon type boat, but yet she couldn't get out of the water. But they say that water in that particular lake, there's certain places that it gets really cold, and also they have whirlpools.
Oh.
Really dangerous.
They do?
And it's even, the people have been warned that go to that lake, do not jump into this lake because of the whirlpools that are underneath the water that will pull you under. And they're thinking that possibly she got caught up in one of those.
Yeah, and they're also saying that it might have been something where she jumped in and then couldn't get back because the boat just floated away from her.
I did hear it gets really windy there. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I thought the cause was, is that the wind picked up and just...
They really don't know.
That's wow. Hey, I'm not the only one that heard Tony, by the way.
Oh, really?
Everybody's texting. They heard Tony. Yeah.
All right. Well.
So, will you isolate that? Yeah. Here, Tony.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for making me feel normal because these people in here don't. All right, there you go. Double trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started here. It's 6:41 on this Tuesday morning. Going to be around 82 degrees. A lot cooler today. Now, even a chance of rain. Later this afternoon, hopefully for that evergreen fire, it does happen. Hopefully.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, it is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. When we come back, a disgruntled employee at Amazon decides to ram a car through the front door.
Yeah, like a couple times, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. At first you don't succeed, I guess give it another try or
what
something.
What the heck's going on at the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.